If you're going to live the life of your dreams through the art of productivity by mastering motivation, communication, and implementation, you're going to have to be totally honest with yourself about where you are. The most destructive lies we ever tell are those lies we tell ourselves, because after a while we start to believe these falsehoods and begin sharing them with the world as if they were true. One of my favorite actors, Jack Nicholson, in one of his best movies, convincingly created a character who uttered the famous words, "You can't handle the truth." While it's not easy and never fun, I want you to know you can handle the truth, and it will be your first step toward making your life everything you want it to be. As you accept responsibility for where you are and the choices you have made, you will begin to discover that while you have made some bad choices, in many cases you are mired in mediocrity because you have made no choice at all. I believe that in this world there are a few people who make good choices and they enjoy every reward they seek. There are a few people who make bad choices and they live in places like Leavenworth and San Quentin. But then there are the vast majority of people who make neither good nor bad choices. Instead, they make no choice at all. These are the people who neither make things happen nor even watch things happen. They simply don't realize that anything happened. I am reminded of a story about Irish immigrants coming to the United States during the earliest part of the 20th century. One particular family saved for many years to get the passage for the mother, the father, and three children. Even with all of their effort and diligence in saving their money, they were only able to purchase a ticket in what was known as steerage. This was a small cramped area below deck where they had to sleep and pass the many days of the transatlantic voyage. The family had brought some bread, cheese, and water with them to sustain them through the journey, but they rapidly consumed all of their rations with many days left in the voyage. From their squalid quarters below deck, they could see through the cracks between the planking onto the main deck above them. They observed first-class passengers dressed in all of their finery, devouring a sumptuous banquet just a few feet away from where they were literally starving. Finally, in desperation, the father crawled down the passageway and stepped onto the main deck and asked one of the stewards if he could have a few scraps or leftovers, lest his family starve to death below deck. The shocked steward replied, "Sir, this banquet is provided 3 times daily for all of our passengers. You and your family have been starving when you could have been feasting on the very best all along." Before you launch into your quest to make your life everything you want it to be through the art of productivity, be sure you have set your sights high enough. A person who doesn't make a choice is no better off than a person who doesn't have a choice at all. But a person who accepts less than their true destiny is relegated to a life of mediocrity. When you have seen yourself in your mind's eye on top of the world, anything less will leave you wanting. We have all had dreams and secret passions inside of us for many years. When we were teenagers or young adults, the world seemed pregnant with possibility. But somewhere between there and here, this thing we call reality set in, and we got so busy making a living that we forgot to create a life. Your destiny awaits.